Welcome to another edition of Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Being as that it's closing in on the end of the year, today we're going to discuss some tax strategies that deserve attention. As a result of the American Taxpayer Relief Act of 2012, the wealthiest individuals are now ended up with increases to a number of key taxes. The highest income bracket is now 39.6, and the highest capital gains rate is 20%. Add to this a pair of new levies for high income earners, the net investment income tax of 3.8%. Estate taxes are now at a maximum of 40% after the $5.25 million exemption, meaning that there is still plenty of planning in order for many estates. Investigate the concept of bracket management, which is the use of income smoothing and tax deferral strategies to ensure that clients manage their situation to keep out of the highest brackets. Of course, harvesting capital gains and losses is another subset of strategies that can help manage income streams and mitigate capital gains taxes. If one suspects that they'll be in a higher tax bracket in following years, harvesting gains in the prior year might make sense. And seek to offset long-term losses against short-term gains to avoid the highest taxation. Another consideration is the Roth IRA conversion, which requires an upfront payment of income taxes, which might be very beneficial again if clients are likely to be in a higher tax bracket in future years. And the Roth IRAs provide tax-free income. Their distributions are not counted in modified adjusted gross income or the net investment income, so they're not subject to that 3.8% net investment income tax. On the estate planning front, transferred assets might be worth another look, including interest in a family business that a client may have transferred out of his estate to a grantor trust for the children. It might be time to consider getting that asset back into the estate by repurchasing it for cash or a high basis asset, take advantage of the new estate tax exemption rates, and get a step up in basis on the business interest when the client dies. Be sure to add some of these discussions with capable, experienced tax and estate planners as part of your wealth advisory team. That's it for now. I'll close here, and I hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Please visit us at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact our office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss helping you grow and protect your wealth.